Blog Talk Radio.
Give them glory.
We come to give them glory.
We come to give.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you and welcome to They Overcame. We're here to give God the glory and all the praise that's due His name. Well, audience, I'm here by myself today. My husband left his phone at work, and someone is getting it for him. He's going to pick it up. But anyway, so I'm here by myself today. He had to go and pick up our son. So I will do the opening prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for your goodness. We thank you for your grace. Father, we thank you for new mercies on this day. We thank you, Lord Jesus, because you love us. And because of your love, we are here today to give you all the glory and all the honor that is due your name. Father, as this broadcast goes forth, we're here for you. We're here to give you praise. We're here to give you glory. So, Father, those that are supposed to call in, that need to call in, that want to call in, we want you to give them a special blessing today. Bless them, Lord, in a way that they will know that it came directly from you. And, Father, we ask you to bless Adrienne Bernard as she goes forth in ministry with this Blog Talk radio program. Lord, give her the unction. Give her the desires of her heart, Lord. Bless her because she is a blessing to your people. Anoint her, Lord, that when she speaks, the words will be words that are inspiring, words that will touch hearts, Father, in the name of Jesus. And each person that she has on that comes to bless your people, let the blessing, Lord, as they tune in, be unctionized. Father, we ask you to bless this day. Bless every caller, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give us the desires of your heart. And we bless you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Excuse me, my voice is a little rough today. But we just come to give God glory and honor because he is so due it. He is so worthy, so worthy, so worthy of all of our praise and honor and glory. And I want to start off this morning with a praise report myself. I just want to thank God for on this week, excuse me, my son had an accident in our vehicle. And when he called, it was so upsetting because we've had a lot of problems with vehicles this year. But when he called to say that he had messed the car up and he thought that he had totaled the car, in fact, he had totaled the car. But both he and I were extremely emotional. After I gathered myself, I thank the Lord that I was able to bring him down from the high emotional place that he was. And I know it wasn't me. It was just the goodness of God that allowed me to minister to my son. At that time, he was weeping. He was so upset. After I found out that he was okay, I just started to, what was in me came out. Hallelujah. I thank God. I thank God for being on the inside of me, allowing me to be able to minister to my child at that time. I didn't cuss. I lost the car. Hallelujah. But I just thank God my son was okay. I thank God that on the inside, hallelujah, I was able to minister to him and to bring him down from the emotional place that he was. And I know it was not me. It was the goodness of God. It was what's on the inside of me. I thank God for being there. I thank God for allowing me to see even in a time of distress, that that's when you find out what's on the inside of you. And I thank God that what was on the inside of me was ministry. Hallelujah. And I was able to minister to my child. I was able to bring him down and have peace in this situation. We have peace in this situation. And I just want to give God the honor and the glory, because I know that it was not me, hallelujah, that was able to calm the situation down, but it was the Spirit of the living God. And I just thank God, hallelujah, for dwelling on the inside, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I just praise him. Ha, you both, you know, saints, and friends, when something happens to you, what is your first reaction? Hey, hallelujah. What is the first thing that comes into your mind? Is it rage? Is it cursing? Is it you don't know what to do? Hallelujah. If you have Christ on the inside of you, that's what will come out. That's what will come to the surface. You may feel like, you know, it's a hopeless situation, but because of what's on the inside of you, you're able to bring the situation to a peaceful place. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I just thank God for that. I thank God. And we don't have any callers, so I'm just going to bless us with a little music this morning. And Because of Who You Are by Vicky Yohe is a song that I feel like would minister to us on this day. So here it is. Enjoy it. worship you because of who you are. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just so excited today. Excited not because of anything that's happening. I'm excited because of Christ and Christ being in my life. I'm just so thankful to God that he counted me. Not worthy. I don't say that I was worthy. There was nothing that I did to deserve this, but because he counted me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, we're living in times now that are frightening. We're living in a time where sometimes we feel hopeless. We feel like, you know, nothing's working out for us. We're in debt. We don't have jobs. Here in North Carolina, the governor signed a bill that would make our state ineligible for extended benefits with the unemployment, and it's causing such a upheaval. They're protesting every Monday. They protest. We live in the Raleigh area, and every Monday they protest at the governor's mansion. Well, not at the governor's mansion, but at the governor's office to try to reason with him. But I just want us all to know that there is no reasoning with an unreasonable God. And the God of this world, though he has no power, thinks that he is in control. Let me just say this. He is not in control. The things that are happening now are things, saints, listen to this, to draw us to Christ. And once we're drawn to Christ, then we will be able to aid someone else in coming to Christ. That's how we have to look at things. The things that are happening now to us are devastating. Things are, we lost a car today, so we're down to one car, really. And there are four of us that have four different places to be, well, three different places to be, really. And we have one car. But we give God all the praise, and we give God all the glory. We just want to know. We just want you to know, and we want the enemy to know that our faith is not shaken. Hallelujah. We still trust God. The broadcast is not going the way that I want it to go, but I give God the honor and the glory because this broadcast is not about me. It's not about what's happening in my life, but it's to lift Jesus up. Hallelujah. It's to lift him up so that all men will be drawn unto him. Hallelujah. So we just, I just want to go to, I was doing a 40-day fast with Gregory Dickow, and he is a pastor in the Chicagoland area, a very renowned pastor, but one that thinks about what's going on in the world. And he did this series called Fast from Wrong Thinking, a 40-day journal. Now, this is very helpful because our minds are sometimes overcome by the circumstances and the situations that happen in our life. And we have to turn our minds over to the mind of Christ. And how do we do that? We do that by getting in God's word. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Go on. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We do that by transforming our mind. Hallelujah. The effortless change that happens to you, betray. transformed by the renewing of your mind. And, of course, that is from Romans 12 and 1. Hallelujah. Our mind has to be transformed. And we transform our mind and get the mind of Christ by reading God's word and not just reading it, but meditating on it. And that's, I find, I don't know, I've practiced enough to set my mind to practice on meditating. My mind is so busy until it just sometimes I can be sitting there meditating on the word, and I know I'm not the only one that has experienced this, and then my mind gets taken away by the cares of the things that are happening around me and in my life and in the life of my children and just the world, the things that are happening in the world. But if we practice, now I always tell my sons when they do something wrong and they say, Mom, it's just, you know, it's just, we're just, you know, it's just something that we say. And I said, but everything that you do continuously is a practice. And if you practice the wrong thing, then when you need something right to come up, that wrong thing will come up. So we just need to draw our minds in, hallelujah, and get the mind of Christ. And how we get the mind of Christ is to delve into his word, hallelujah, make a habit of reading. Even if you just read, I do a devotion every morning, even if you just do a devotion in the morning and then during the day, think about what you've read. Ask the Lord to make it a part of you. What did I get out of that? What is in there for me? What can I use to help someone else? Those are the questions that we should be asking ourselves as we read the Word of God, because it's not like a newspaper. It is a living thing. It is a living thing. So today's lesson is going to be hopelessness. Let's fast from the thought of I feel hopeless. Why doesn't God do something about this? Oh, how many times have we thought that the feeling of hopelessness comes from a sense of powerlessness? An enemy, the enemy of our souls, would love for us to think that we are powerless, which makes us feel helpless. We are not powerless. If Christ dwells on the inside of you, hallelujah, then you have power. He said, after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you will receive power. Hallelujah. We sometimes think that we are our situation. We are not our situations. The Bible says that we are Christ, and Christ in us, the hope of glory. You're sitting on a powder keg. God has given us the power. He has given us power. He has given us love. And he has given us a sound mind. Sometimes we just have to concentrate, grab a scripture that will help you. And 2 Timothy 1 and 7 says that God has given us power, love, and a sound mind. That's something that we earned, not something that we even deserve, but because we belong to him, that's what he has given us. He's given us power, love, and a sound mind. Sometimes the situations that come upon us make us feel like we're about to lose our mind. But no, no, no. Ha, hallelujah. 2 Timothy 1 and 7 is a scripture that you should have readily handy, when the enemy comes in and brings those thoughts in our minds that we are not worthy and we are not going to, God is not going to get it. No, you will not have control of my mind. I have a sound mind. And Philippians 6 says, acknowledge every good thing already in you, in Christ. List what you do have. It frees you from worrying about what you don't. We used to sing a song, count your blessings. Name them one by one. Count your blessings. See what God has done. Count your many blessings. Name them one by one. Count your blessings. See what God has done. If we dwell on the positive, if we dwell on the things, he woke me up this morning. I was able to get up. Hallelujah. I was able to comb my hair. I was able to do the necessities to make me presentable to the public, brushing my teeth, washing my face. Hallelujah. And God allowed us to do that. There are hundreds, I dare say thousands, of people that first didn't wake up this morning. Thank the Lord for waking you up this morning. Thank the Lord. We used to say, I thank and praise God for waking me up. Thank and praise God. Have the activities of my limbs. Have a sound mind. Have a reasonable portion of health. I don't say I have a reasonable portion of health. I say that I dwell in divine, godly health. And that means that I am healthy all the day long. I resist any disease that comes on me because God has given me the power to do that. Hallelujah. So just dwell on the things. Have a roof over my head. When I turned on the water came on. When I flipped on the lights came on. When I looked in my closet, I had to decide what I was going to wear today because of the things that are in my closet. I had to decide which shoes was going to match the outfit that I put on. Oh, my children woke up this morning. We have so much to be thankful for. If we think about the things that we have to be thankful for, hallelujah, then we won't, hallelujah, concentrate on the things that we don't have. Hallelujah, God is good. Hallelujah, he is good to us. Hallelujah, and I thank God for his goodness to me. I thank him. Hallelujah. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Remember in whose image we are made. God made us in his image, and he told us to take dominion in Genesis 1. 26-28. Not only has God given us power, hallelujah, but he gave us a mandate to rule in this life. Powerless? I don't think so. We are not powerless. We are not weaklings. We have the mind and the power of God. That dudamus power, that power that makes us overcome, the power that tells us to move a mountain, not to go around the mountain, not to climb up the mountain, but to move a mountain. And it all begins in our mind. If we don't allow the enemy to supplant things in our mind that fight against our faith, we will be able to do those things. The Bible says in Mark, I'm going to get that here by myself, so bear with me, but in Mark it talks about us believing what we pray for. We just can't pray for something and not believe that it's going to happen. We got to believe that thing. Can you see it? Can you see it when you pray? Do you see yourself walking into your new home? Do you see yourself walking into that ideal job? Can you see yourself in your entrepreneur business succeeding? When you believe, Abel Sata, when you believe, hallelujah, what you pray for, then that's when you receive it. You don't just receive it because you pray about it. You receive it because you believe it and you see it. Hallelujah. And we have the mandate from God to do those things. Hallelujah. When he's dwelling on the inside of us, ha, hallelujah, then we have, hallelujah, the almighty power working on the inside of us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And don't think about the things, hallelujah, that you can't do. Build your faith like you build a muscle. Build your faith. Start off with something small. Start off with something that a headache. Take dominion over the headache. You are violating my body, and I command you to go. You are in violation of the word of God because his word says, it is written, ha, hallelujah, that by his stripes, Jesus Christ stripes, I am healed. Hallelujah. So I command you to go, to dry places in Jesus' name. We have the authority. We have the power to do that. We just have to build ourselves, Ibu Sata, to the place where we know, hallelujah, 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 we're made in God's image after his likeness. Hallelujah. What Jesus did, he said, you will do and greater things. Hallelujah. Greater things will you do. Hallelujah. What can you imagine yourself doing? What can you imagine yourself accomplishing in this life? Hallelujah. If you can see it and you believe it, then you can do it. Hallelujah. And how can we get to that place, Minister Billy? How can we get to that place? Well, the one thing that we have to do is we have to forgive. Forgive. Let me say that again. Forgive. We have to forgive those who have trespassed against us. Don't you know when we have unforgiveness in our hearts? A lot of people say, well, I've forgiven. I'm not holding anything against anybody. But I'm speaking to myself too. Sometimes I say I can forgive, but then I don't want you in my life anymore. And is that really forgiveness? Especially if it's someone that needs Christ, or even your brother and your sister in Christ that may need something from you that the Lord has given you to give to them. So let's ask the Lord, and why should we have to ask the Lord to help us to forgive? Because sometimes the things have been so devastating, cutting in our lives, that we hide it in our subconscious, the unforgiveness. We rehearse what they did. We rehearse, what they said to us. We rehearse the feelings that we had when the person did the thing that they did to us. We rehearse it over and over. Let's rehearse God is good. Let's rehearse I forgive you. You know that they say that. But the Bible says to pray for them that use you, Lord. That is so hard. Pray for someone that has used me and abused me. Oh, my God, that is a hard one. But if you find yourself in a place where someone has injured you and you are having a hard time forgiving praying for them, even if they're not sincere prayers in the very beginning. But every time they come across your mind, bless them, Lord. Keep them, Lord. Hallelujah. Deliver them from whatever is going on in their lives. Ah, bless them, bless them, bless them. You'll find that eventually that'll grow into a sincere prayer. And that'll grow into a prayer that releases you and releases the power that's in you to do the things that God has ordained for you to do. Look outward, not inward. I'm sorry, I didn't do the numbers, but you can tell from my conversation, the progression that I was making. But look outward, not inward today. See the world as needing your help. As you help someone else, you will not only feel empowered, but you will reap help as you sow help. The law of reciprocity is a law that not only encompasses the church, but it's just a law, a world law. It's a law that is in place. You reap what you sow. You do good, and good is going to come back to you. When we know that, I always use little things that I used with my sons, but in raising my sons, I would say, I would say to them, don't worry about what somebody has done to you, but worry about what you've done, what you do to somebody, because everything you do to somebody is going to come back to you. It's going to come back to you. If you do good, it's going to come back to you. If you do bad, it's going to come back to you. God, it's no getting around that. There's no getting around that. What you do will come back to you. Hallelujah. So reap good things. Reap good thoughts. You want good thoughts to come back to you. Reap good thoughts. You want a blessing. Be a blessing. Be a blessing to someone. We received an awesome blessing on last week from some friends, and it was something that was unexpected, and it was something that was huge. To some people, it may not have been huge, but it was huge to us, and it was a sign, I believe, from God that that He cares for us. But in their blessing us, they're going to be blessed. In you blessing someone, you will be blessed. Okay. Now, this is the end of it. Think it and say it. Oh, my goodness, my time is really going fast. I am free from feeling helpless. I have the power of God. He has given me power, love, a sound mind. I am made to take dominion over my life. I will not be dominated by life, not for another second. I release the power of forgiveness over my life and others, and I expect supernatural help to show up in my life today. Hallelujah, today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I am free from feeling helpless. No longer will I feel helpless. No longer will I think that I'm at the bottom of the barrel. No longer. I am not helpless. I have the power of God. He has given me power, love, and a sound mind. I am today take dominion over my life. I will not be dominated by life, not for another second. I will not allow things and circumstances in my life to overtake me, to cause me to think that I am underneath something. I'm not underneath anything. Not for another second will I be dominated by life. I release the power of forgiveness over my life and others. And I expect. Expectation is key. Supernatural help to show up in my life today. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, I am free from feeling helpless. I have the power of God. He has given me power, love, and a sound mind. I am made to take dominion over my life. I will not be dominated by life, not for another second. I release the power of forgiveness over my life and others. I expect supernatural help to show up in my life today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And this lesson was from Pastor Gregory Dickow. It's Gregory, G-E-R-G-O-R-Y, D-I-C-K-O-W, Gregory Dickow. Go to his website, and I don't know if he still has this on his website, but Fasting from Wrong Thinking. Powerful, powerful, powerful. The things that that are in our mind will show up. The scripture in Proverbs 23:7, it says, as a man thinks, so is he. So let's change our thinking. Hallelujah. Let's change the actions that are in our lives. Let's do the things that will cause us to gain and not lose. And I'm going to play for you "The Best Days Are Yet to Come" by Bishop Paul Morton.
You may think that it's over, that your life is done.
The best is yet to come.
Don't sweat the challenge. Your battle's already won. Listen, y'all. See, God writes the end before the story begins. Oh, he told me to tell you the best
is yet to come.
As the author of your faith, he wrote a provision for you to win. You're a winner, you're a winner, you're a winner. People told you you ain't seen the
you ain't seen your best day.
Oh, what a
my. You ain't seen your best day yet.
Stay in the faith, my sister.
You ain't seen your best day yet.
Stay in the word, my brother, my brother, my brother,
you
my
ain't
brother.
Seen your best day. You
I want to encourage you. I on the way. I see you eagle, I see you flying high. And I know you may think that you have, but God told me to tell you, you gotta keep on fighting, keep on praying. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Oh, yeah. He served me.
before you, because you're worthy. You're worthy of all the glory. You're worthy of all the praise. Yes, you are. Thank you, Jesus. I just bow down here to say thank you, Jesus. I just bow down here to say thank you, Jesus. You put food on my table and I thank you. Clothes on my back and I thank you. People need to know what God has really done for us. I want people to know that His power is so real. It's no act. When my flesh gets weak, He renews my strength. I dare you to get into His presence. I dare you. I dare you. I dare you to get into His presence. I dare you to just forget all about you. I dare you. I dare you to just say, Lord, just do something for me right now. I came out this afternoon. I need you to do something for me right now. That burden that you had, you don't have to take it back.
Bishop Paul Norton singing about what I just talked about, us not feeling helpless. Not feeling like He's abandoned us, that there's no hope for us. We're not hopeless. We're not helpless. And I just thank God. I thank God for that song, Bow Down, Hallelujah, because that's what we're here for. We're here to give God praise. We're here to give God glory. And I just thank Him, Hallelujah, for not counting me worthy, not because I am worthy, but because He counted me worthy. And I see Evangelist Bernardis on the line with us. I'm going to open up her her phone so that we can talk with her today. Praise the Lord, Evangelist.
Praise the Lord, Minister Burns. How you doing this morning? I'm trying to get up a little bit early and tune in with you and just didn't make it through.
Well,
I called in at a good time just to hear Bow Down. That's one of my favorite songs by Bishop Paul Martin. And I tell you, that song will just minister to your spirit, man, your natural man, anything you got going on. If you put that on, honey, and you begin to think about the goodness of the Lord, it was just timely when I called in to just hear Him singing that beautiful worship song.
Oh yes. We just talking this morning. We don't have any callers, but just talking about the goodness of God and how sometimes in the times that we're living in, how we can feel helpless. Have a lot to say, but we did say what the Lord had for us to say. And just so thankful. I know I sent you a text yesterday and was, feeling a little distressed.
That's normal. That's natural.
God is good, and he's still. Hallelujah. And I just give him the praise. I just give him the glory for what he does in my life. Hallelujah. And we just, you know, thank you that you called in this morning. It's so good to hear your voice. And
right.
We were sharing about the accident that Tim had on this week. You know, we because he could have been hurt. He could
have been lost his life.
Yes. He fell asleep. He worked. He worked night, and it sometimes gets to him, and he thought he was pressing the brake, but he actually pressed the accelerator. Ran into someone, but I thank God because the person that he hit wasn't injured. She cut her elbow. I think he said she had some blood on her elbow, but other than that, she was okay. And you know, we know that whatever the outcome, that God is still in control, and that's what I'm so for, because God is in control. When situations seem like they're out of control, we know that God is in control. And so I just thank God for his protection over my child. First of all, we can get another car. But,
yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
But it can be replaced.
You know, it's ironic because just when I received your text, you know, I felt that I wanted to just encourage you. And I know it's you know, you're looking at it twofold. You know, I'm thankful for my child's life, but then I'm without a vehicle and transportation, and that's very disheartening. I know that. And, you know, I was just beginning to, I was looking at this week, the past 2 weeks we've had a series on, is there anything too hard for God? And, you know, when Prophet Michael Davis gave us that topic and he was supposed to come on the broadcast and speak, and he got another assignment and he wasn't able to come on. So I said, well, God is trying to say something. And just, you know, that topic alone from Genesis to Revelation, you can find something in any one of those books to really concur with that subject, that there's nothing too hard for God. And just hearing you talking and what you've gone through this past week with Tim and that accident. And then this week I had to minister. We had scheduled two speakers, and something happened each day where they weren't able to come on, and I had the minister, and I didn't have anything because I wasn't prepared to go forward. You know, I was just going to relax. But that first day, which was that Wednesday, the Lord gave us, I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday, I'm not even certain right now, the Lord took me to the book of Judges and began to look at Gideon and how, you know, the Israelites was in the Midianites' hand, and God had sent an angel to tell Gideon that he had chosen him to be the one that was going to defeat the army of the Midianites. And as I began to just look at that, Billy, Minister Burns, we looked at, you know, how Gideon had all of these mighty men to go to battle with the Midianites, over 32,000. But in the end, God only used 300. And he only used the 300 that he had instructed, had given Gideon instructions to weed out all the other thousands that he had when he took those 300 men. And as I begin to look at that, I say, you know what? You know, the scripture tells us where there's two or three, if with just you and Al touching and agreeing, God can perform miracles. And I just begin to look at that, how, it, you know, we get in our minds and we looking at this, that, and the other, but we don't really give it to the Lord like we should and really trust that it's in the best hands it could ever be, in our prayers, our families, everything that we have, everything that we're concerned about. If we would just entrust God with it and step back, God will do what he's obligated to do, and that means he will take care of us because we are his own. So you be encouraged, and Elder Burns, you all have been on this line, faithfulness, and God reward faithfulness. And people just don't, if we would really tap into being faithful to God, you know, he said sky is the limit. He said he would bless us abundantly. And if we would just stay faithful, and you all have been faithful to just broadcast, and I know how disheartening it is. I think Monday we only had about 3 or 4 people on the line. I said, well, where are the listeners? I said, now, I knew the rapture hadn't taken place because I would have been in it. Glory. So I said, Lord, Billy, I began to say, I know the rapture ain't took place because I'm still here, but where are the folks? So it gets a little disheartening, and that's these tests and these trials, they're going to come. But, baby, I tell you, in the end, you're going to come out because guess what? It's a win-win situation when you're on the Lord's side. So you all be encouraged. You all are doing a great, great work, and God is going to bless because somebody's going back. And I look at these stats. I don't know if you look at them, but I look at these stats, and when I look at the archives and I look at the people that's listening live as these broadcasts or as these segments are aired, that right there encourages me because you don't know who is thinking about suicide. You don't know who have lost hope, and they just surfing the internet, and they come on and they hear a testimony how somebody overcame. That right there in itself is enough for you to say, Lord, I thank you. And give him glory for what he's doing, because he's doing something. We may not see it with our natural eye every day, but God is moving by his power and by his strength. He's moving.
Oh, yeah.
He's moving. So that's just to encourage you and your husband, honey. You all are doing a good job. You have done an excellent job with raising your boys, and I tell you, God ain't through. God ain't through. That's all I can say this morning. He's not through, and he certainly is not sleep, because we know he never slumber nor sleep. So his eyes are always open, and his ears are attentive to our prayers. So be encouraged.
Yes, we were. I did a lesson this morning on feeling helpless, living in now. We get to the place where we feel helpless, but in one of the, it's from Gregory, Pastor Gregory Dickow, and it's one of the lines that says to think about, you know, what God has done, and I know we used to sing a song, and I'm repeating myself, but count your blessings. Name them one by one. Count your many blessings that God has done. Name them one by one. Count your blessings. See what God has done. God has done so many things that sometimes we forget the things that God has done for us, you know. So that's when we sit back and we meditate on the things that God has done for us, we can be encouraged. That's encouraging in and of itself. Then getting your word, like you said, reading how God does that, that's a miracle. I was listening to Pastor this week. His name is Pastor Maldonado. He's out of Florida, and he was on the Sid Roth show this weekend. Anyway, he was talking about how miracles, he was talking about miracles, and he was saying that a miracle is something that cannot be done by man. It's something that only can be done, and I'm not saying the way all the things that he said, but only God can work a miracle. And how God won, allowed the
Gideon,
how God defeated an army that was 10 times the size of the army that Gideon had. That's a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
That's
a miracle. Mm-hmm.
That happened in our lives. We count them as small things, but anything that God does for us, hallelujah, is great. And then I also talked about you blessing and being a blessing and how the law of reciprocity is a law. It is a law, and it's not something that anybody gets by. The sinner man, the saint, when you do something, whatever you do, God, you're going to be repaid for it. If you do good, your good is going to come back to you. If you not, if you do bad, bad is going to come back to you. So we just thank God for just the opportunity. I have fallen into a place where I was, a little down because my guest that I was supposed to have today, I wasn't able to connect with her, so of course she's not on. But just a woman that God has brought out of, like all of us, the miry clay. He's brought all of us to place our feet on a rock to stay. Hallelujah. As I say words, I'm thinking about one of the elders at my church back home, Charlie Moore, Elder Charlie Moore. And he used to sing, "He brought me out. He brought me out of the miry clay. Set my feet on a rock to stay." I can see him now. Go as he does his little shout. And that's why we're here. We just want the people of God, and not only the people of God, but those that are seeking. Like you said, someone could be in a state where they just don't know what to do, feeling helpless, and they're able to turn on the broadcast, your broadcast and this broadcast and the other Christian broadcast, where they can hear the things that God is doing. He's yet doing things in the midst of the world, in the midst of the turmoil that the world is in. God is in control. God is still in control. And I just thank God. And my husband is here. He was not here this morning, and he left his phone at work, so one of his coworkers got it for him, so he's going to pick that up later. But I'm going to bring him all, open up his mic so that he can say something to us this morning.
Amen, amen.
Good morning.
Just say
good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Now, just say hi.
Good morning. It's a
pleasure
on the call this morning, and I'm just waiting to see what the Lord is saying, because I know He's always speaking to us, and I just appreciate His faithfulness, and just God bless everybody.
Amen, amen, amen. We're home from picking up our son, and I just thank God for my husband. Thank God for the man of God that he is. And he's just a wonderful husband. He's a wonderful father, and God is just good. God is good to us. Well, we have not expended all of our time, but is there anything else that you would like to say, Evangelist Bernard? I just I'm so grateful to God for you and and our friendship, you know, our divine connection.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
That we have been divinely put together, you know.
Yes,
God knows what he's doing, and he is always doing something to better the kingdom.
Yes.
You know, when he puts us together, the Bible says iron sharpens iron. So I just thank God. I just want to share this. I am not actively a part of a prayer group, but I am still a part of them. And I was asking them before I knew the extent of what was happening with Tim. I sent a text message to the leader and asked her to, you know, put us on the prayer list, you know, with the accent. And she asked me to speak on Tuesday. And I, not reluctantly, after I thought about it, like, oh my God, I'm in the middle of a crisis and she's asking me to speak.
but
God, you know, is worthy, and just asking you to pray for me as I will just be sharing with them on Tuesday morning.
Okay, give me the information. Send me the information, and I'll tune in.
Okay, well, it's I don't know. It's 6:30 my time a.m.
6:30 so, your time. Oh Lord, that's 3:30 my time.
Right.
Well, it would have to certainly be the Lord that moves and stirs me that time of morning. He does sometimes, so. It's nothing too hard for him.
That's true. But just, you know, even if you're not able to tune in, just be praying for us, because out of the midst of things happening, that's when God wants us. That's when our witness is the greatest.
We, in our
Bible study on Wednesday night. They were talking about two young men that lost their lives, and both of them were, one was in the midst of a youth conference, and one was coming home from a youth conference, and both of them lost their lives, but they were living for God, and they were, doing the things of God, and they lost their lives, and people would wonder, well, why would God take someone in the midst of them? You know, why didn't he take the wino, or why didn't he take the drug addict, or why didn't we were all saying because, you know, God would take someone. He wants all of us. The scriptures tell us that he wants all of us to come to repentance. He wants all of us to be saved. And so
yes,
he takes the ones that are ready, not all the time, but in these two instances, he took the ones that were ready, and the ones that were not ready will be able to see, you know, the goodness of God, so that they would come to the place where they are. I don't know if that makes any sense. If I said that, where it really made any sense, honey.
It did. I mean, because the witness that they left, or legacy of the love of God and the work of Christ in their lives that they've left behind, may touch some people that are not ready right now. So God uses everything, all things together for good to them that love the Lord and all that are called according to his purpose. So even in their death, we know what good comes to them, because the Bible says to be absent with the body is to be present with the Lord, and that's definitely good. And then the other thing is that those young men have lives that they touch who have not, maybe by the time that they left this earth, have not committed their lives to the Lord, but because because of that particular act right there, can see the, now can see the need to do this now. And then how people that are also were part of this young man's group, as they minister to them, then they just are able to minister better to them. So good comes from all over the place. There are certain people, I'm sure, that as a result of attending that funeral and knowing that young man's lives, that ended up giving their lives to the Lord. And that was because of the witness that they had left behind.
Yes. So, you know, we're just thankful to God for all that he's doing, all that he's done for us. And, you know, we just, every Saturday, you know, I don't know who else this program blesses, but every Saturday, it's a blessing to me. It's a blessing to me, you know, just to be used by God. I just feel good.
Mm.
It feels good. Feels good. So, we well, do you have any announcements? I so enjoy, you know. But I just have one question, and I don't know if this is appropriate for the broadcast. But I was trying to listen to, I believe it was Wednesday's lesson and it doesn't come up sequential. It comes up kind of, you know, from last year, and how are you able to go to the specific broadcast that you want to hear? Is there a way?
Yes, you when you go on and you scroll down, you'll see a button where they'll tell you all the different episodes that they have, and you just go through the pages until you find the actual date that you want. And about 90% or 95% of the episodes, I have the speaker and the subject matter for that particular date. So if you scroll down to the very bottom after you, once you click on New Destiny Ministries and you scroll down, then you can go to each one of those pages and find the dates that you're actually looking for. And it'll tell you, it'll give you something on that profile. If it's they overcame your segment, you'll see the date that's on there. So that's all you have to do is scroll down. Just don't stay at the top of the page. When you scroll down, then it'll give you some options and show the different pages. And it's all the way back from, you know, the first segment in December 2011. So they all are available for you to see. And even the weekly broadcast, if you go to the website, you can also listen to them live on the website. So that's how you get to them.
Okay. Well, give that website information so that my listeners, if they're not able to, they can go and listen to the because I was so blessed by I don't know if it was Tuesday or Wednesday. No, it couldn't have been Wednesday because Wednesdays I was preparing for the Bible study, but. Monday or Tuesday, I guess it was, just was so blessed by it and was trying to listen to it, but I couldn't find it. I couldn't find it, so I'll go back and look again.
Who was the speaker? You don't remember that either. Well, just go back and look for that date. If you think it was a Monday or Tuesday, I don't know, from last week. I can't remember, but just look for the dates and you'll be able to find it. And you can also go to our website at www.newdestinyministries, make sure it's plural, .com, and you can listen there. You can go to Blog Talk Radio and you can listen to all of these episodes in the archives in their entirety. So we're on again Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and that's 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we certainly invite all of our listeners and those that tune in to They Overcame and those that's just surfing the internet to join us for a time of reflection. And on Fridays, we have Provoke Fridays with Pastor and Life Coach Edward Hamilton. And I tell you, he really taught yesterday under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost really used him on yesterday. So if you have an opportunity to go back and listen to that, it will certainly encourage your spirit and your heart. So we thank you for the opportunity. We thank God for this segment. Also, They Overcame, and we thank God for Minister Burns and Elder Burns. We just ask God to continue to just shower you all with blessings and favor and give you a brand new vehicle. Amen. So God will give you more than what you lost and all the time. So we just thank God for you. We're going to continue to lift you all up in prayer.
Amen. We certainly received that, and we definitely know we were talking about. I was talking about how in Mark it talks about you receiving when you pray. When you pray, if you believe, if the Bible says if you believe when you pray, you can receive. It's not just you just hearing it, but you got to believe.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see it. Do you see? You know, God. We have a specific God. So we as we were driving yesterday, my husband was pointing out some vehicles to me and asked me if I would like one of those. You like one of those? Like, no, I like that one in the back. We gotta be specific. We got to be specific with God what we want and what we're believing him for. So, honey, amen, amen, amen. So, honey, do you want to end us with prayer? I know that the audience isn't used to me praying this morning. I began with prayer.
Hallelujah.
Excuse me. We just thank the Lord for all that he's doing and all that he has in store for us. And as we look to him, let's just rejoice and be glad this day. Father, in Jesus' name, we love you. Hallelujah. We praise you. We thank you because you are so good. You are so faithful. Lord, you are just so awesome. There is none like you in all the earth. Hallelujah. In heaven and in earth, this world, worlds to come. Father, there is none like you, and we just worship you right now.
Hallelujah.
We lay down, hallelujah, our every burden at your feet. We cast our cares on you because you said in your word that we should do that because you care for us. We look to you as the author and the finisher of our faith. We look to you as our beginning and our end. We look to you as our every provision. We look to you, hallelujah, because you said you would never leave us nor forsake us. We look to you, hallelujah, because there is no other help that we know. We will look unto heals. From whence comes our help? Our help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
All power in heaven and in earth is in your hand. We are in your hand. And Lord God, we just worship you and we magnify you. We glorify you. Hallelujah. We give you the praise. We give you our heart. We give you our will. We give you our hands, our feet, Lord God. Everything about very soul, we place it in your hand, Lord God, for your will to be done in our lives. We thank you, Lord God, because you have called us into your kingdom for such a time as this. And now, Lord God, we just yield it all to you as we thank you, Lord God, we know that we have nothing to worry about. There is no fear. There is no lack, hallelujah, that can control our lives. But you are in control. And we just thank you and we honor you. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we just ask you to bless our vision. Bless, hallelujah, our seeing, our hearing, our feeling, Lord God. Let it be all led by the Spirit, not by the flesh, but that we will see in the Spirit where we shall go, what we shall do, that we will hear in the Spirit, hallelujah, even know your voice. Your word saying, hallelujah, that your sheep will know your voice and will not follow another.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus, make those words, hallelujah, reality in our lives so that we will not be tossed by every wind of doctrine that would come along, every word of fear that and doubt that Satan would try to plant in us. We rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. The will of God shall be done in our lives. Hallelujah. The will of God is done in our lives. He has completed the work already, and we are just walking right now in the manifestation of it. In the name of Jesus, we declare right now victory in every situation. Hallelujah. We declare right now healing. We declare right now deliverance. We declare overcoming. We declare that we are on top and not below. We are above and not beneath. We are the head and not the tail. We stand on your word that tells us that in the name of Jesus. Father, we just pray right now that you will make us vessels, hallelujah, vessels of honor in your temple, in your kingdom, that we will be a light to the world, hallelujah, that we will cause people to just look at us and come running to say, hallelujah, I want to be saved. I want this Jesus. I want what you have. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, move in us, Lord. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost, right now just unctionize us to do what you would have us to do. Hallelujah, to lay hands and bring about healing. Hallelujah, to speak words that will bring comfort and salvation. Words that will bring deliverance. Words that will be hope. Hallelujah, we just pray, Lord God, your will to be done in our lives. And we know that we shall take no thought for tomorrow, what we shall eat, what we shall drink. Hallelujah, not worry about what we shall wear. For even, hallelujah, the birds of the air and the lilies of the field, you take such good care of. How much are we, hallelujah, of value to you that we shall not have to worry about anything, but in abundance, hallelujah, all of our needs shall be supplied according to your riches and glory. We declare that thing right now. We agree with your word. We agree with one another. Hallelujah. And we just receive it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for your will being done in our lives. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, hallelujah. Lord, Father, I have a little voice problem, but to God be the glory, to God be the glory for the things that he has done. And do you have anything else you want to share with us, Evangelist Bernard?
No, God, just keep us in your prayers. That's it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Excuse me. I'm sorry to keep clearing my throat, but for some reason I'm just got a little phlegm in my throat. But to God, it's not going to keep me from praising my God. It's not going to keep me from giving him all the glory. It's not going to keep me from, I don't want any rocks crying out for me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, and until next week, we just want to praise him.
Hallelujah.